This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Thrilled to have in the studio with me Nicole Armbruster, who is Lansing's newest school board member, along with her sons, Bobby and Isaac, who are hanging out with Ashley and Scott in the other studio. I think they're having a good time.
I think they are. I think the cookies help.
The cookies always help. It helps Scott all day, all afternoon as well. And I think it's appropriate that you brought your sons with you, because this is kind of what led you into becoming the new school board member, was spending your time at the school. How did you get to the place where you wanted to be a school board member?
Yeah, absolutely. It's well, I've been really involved in the PTA, this year I am the Luton PTA treasurer. And, you know, I think it kind of last year, I know Ebersol closing was on the table, and I was very passionate about keeping that open. I went before the board several times, created a petition, and I thought, you know, I want to be the one on there making the decisions, you know, that affect my children. So.
And of course, this spot became available, folks in Lansing know, when Hugh Clark was appointed to mm-hmm. the court. And just for bookkeeping here, the appointment is for one term, but you're ready to run in November. You're ready to run for the seat again.
Absolutely. I'm here for the long haul. My kids are young, so.
Well, Lansing is lucky to have someone who's committed and wants to jump into this. What inspired you to become? Was it involvement and, like you said, wanting to be the one on helping to make the decisions?
Absolutely. I think one of the things the district kind of struggles with is parental involvement. And I really feel like I can bring that to the board, kind of maybe bridge the communication there and tie the community in a little more with some of the decisions being made.
What do you hope to bring with you to the school board? I mean, I read some of the articles about your being appointed or being chosen, mm-hmm. and a lot of the mention from the other school board members was she brings a fresh look, a fresh perspective, mm-hmm. and that's so important. And what are you hoping to bring with you?
I mean, I agree with them completely. I think, you know, a fresh set of eyes, you know, just the enthusiasm. You know, I think some of them kind of think I'm a little idealistic, but not some of the board members, but some people in general. But, you know, and I think that's good. I think we need that. I think we need someone that, you know, is still very excited about everything.
What about you? We had a few minutes when you came into the mm-hmm. studio. You said the swearing in ceremony. You were impressed by the swearing in ceremony of mm-hmm. you and the students there. And gosh, that has to be exciting for you and for any community member to see the young people in our school system standing up and speaking and being excited about an event like a swearing in at a school board.
Oh, it was so inspirational. It was exactly the reason that I wanted to be on the board. I got to see such a wonderful representation of our Lansing students. It was the Wainwright Magnet children came and wrote letters to each individual board member and read them to us, and they were just so impressive. It was wonderful.
What are the challenges that you and the school board are facing? I mean, I talked with Shirley Rogers, the president of the school board, a mm-hmm. couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately, budget is always, it's on the table for everybody, mm-hmm. and everything is on the table.
Sure.
The budget issues and doing more with less have got to be one of the biggest challenges out there. Is that what you see?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't argue that there's an $11 million deficit. And we're going to have to find ways. I mean, my priority being, let's find ways to balance that budget, but maintain our programs. You know, and I've said from the beginning, you know, keeping our Lansing families in the district is crucial, and it's crucial to sustainable funding. So if we can keep our programs, keep the kids in the district, you know, maybe we can kind of look at other ways and, you know, maybe find some innovative ways to balance the budget.
Now, you and your husband are perfect examples from what I've been reading about, you know, you've put your money where your mouth is. You know, the importance of a neighborhood school and people buying homes in the areas of good neighborhood schools, and you've done just that.
Absolutely. We purchased our home, I think, 2 years ago now. It was extremely important to my husband to stay in Lansing. He was born and raised here. He actually went to Luton, where my son goes, Luton, Dwight Rich, and Sexton. So it was extremely important to him to raise our children in the community that he grew up in.
Yeah, they're very, very important, the neighborhood schools.
Absolutely.
What do you think is most important for the board to take care of this year? You know, we've talked about the budget, but in terms of specific issues and challenges ahead, what are you passionate about that needs to be on the agenda?
Sure. And I think, you know, I've kind of said it before, parental involvement, community involvement, those are kind of my big things. And that's what I think I bring to the table. You know, I'm on the ground level every day. I am in the school almost every day. You know, I talk to the parents, the teachers. I talk to community members through the, you know, I'm in the instructional council for the district. So, you know, I'm out there hearing what people have to say, and I think I really bring that. And I think that's something that the board really needs to focus on. They need to kind of, you know, be out there and talking to the people and hearing what they have to say, because community members have some great suggestions.
Well, they're the ones who are in it.
Absolutely.
And you as a community member, now a board member, there's some amazing professionals sitting on the Lansing School Board, you included. This is not your full-time job. You have a full-time job.
I do, yeah.
And where are you employed?
I work for the state of Michigan on the Michigan Land Bank Fast Track Authority. I always joke it's kind of a really long title.
It is.
But, yeah, we maintain the state's inventory of tax-reverted parcels and properties. And we've actually taken over a lot with some mortgage foreclosures as well, getting some federal money through the National Stabilization Program. So we kind of implement that through our partner cities and try to return these tax and mortgage foreclosed properties to productive use.
So I mean, you have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You have two adorable young sons who are enjoying the other studio immensely, I might say. And so taking this on, and people need to know, this is not a paid position. So you're taking this on, you know, altruistically, knowing, you know, that this is a challenge and it's going to be a lot of work, but it's something you feel a need for.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about it, and I think that's one of the things that the board members saw in me, just my passion for the children in the district and my community. I mean, this is where I live. This is where I'm going to raise my children.
Your first meeting was last night, and how did that go? We talked about the swearing-in ceremony. Mm-hmm. Did you get down to some business last night?
There wasn't really a lot on the agenda, and I think that just resulted in the fact that the committees hadn't really been completely formed yet. We do have a board retreat tomorrow, so we're getting right down to business.
So they're sending you in right from the get-go.
Oh, yes. I was handed an extremely large manual last night full of policies. So
mom now has homework, too.
I do.
I love that. A lot of challenges ahead, as we said, for you. And I'm getting that you're a person that likes to be hands-on, and you want to be right in there working on all of it. What kind of, like, committee assignments and things are up for grabs, and what are you looking to grab?
Mm-hmm. I think as far as currently, there's four committees, and policy is one of them, which I think I would be strong in, just because that's what I do. That's what my background is. I have a degree in political science with a concentration in public policy, and that's what I do at work. I think I would be strong in that area. And also intergovernmental relations might be a good one for me. I also do a lot of that where I work with the different county land banks.
Granted, you're just coming into it, but this is your background. And clearly when thinking of taking on this kind of position, you thought of it. But ways to do more with less. I mean, you know, how do we keep the programs that are important to the students, in fact, and cut areas that we don't really need and prioritize that?
Sure. And, you know, this is kind of hard for me to speak to right off the bat, just because I haven't really delved into the budget yet. But I do know I've heard a lot of buzz around building consolidation. And I think there's some really interesting things you can do that with that. You know, if buildings aren't running at full capacity, and we can find some innovative ways to combine some of them, and, you know, improve on those structures, because I think another common, I don't want to say complaint, but, you know, it's mentioned a lot, is, you know, the age of our buildings. So if we could kind of update some of those, I think that's a good way, you know, a good place to start. But again, I that's a hard one to speak to without completely looking at the budget.
I did hear you, because I listened to my cohort Tony Conley's show in the morning, of course, and I did hear you on there and this morning and enjoyed that. And you're talking about we don't need to redo all the schools. I liked the remarks you made about having some great buildings, and we just need to re-energize what's inside the buildings and work towards that end.
Absolutely. I mean, our buildings are gorgeous. I don't know how many people, and I mentioned this morning, I don't know how many people actually go and walk through them, but we have some gorgeous buildings, and I think if we could just improve upon those, you know, this is a great district. We have a lot to offer.
And people need to be looking at the positive. And I'm sensing an energy here that I'm also sensing someone who's rather determined.
Very much so.
So the school board's going to hear from you.
They will, yes.
And I love the idea that like I said, you're in the community and can bring a new perspective that way and messages to the board that might not get through otherwise.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
And what are the things you hope to accomplish during your time on the board when you kind of think long term?
I think long term. I would love to see us sustain our enrollment. I think kind of my big thing is keeping our children in the our Lansing children in the district. And, you know, I say that not only as a parent and not only now as a board member, but as a community member. I think one of the things I spoke to in my interview was that, you know, my husband grew up in this area and, you know, he has friends that he's known since kindergarten. They were all in the same kindergarten class at Luton together and they were in our wedding party. And that's beautiful. And we kind of are losing some of that sense of community. I know on my street alone, there's several children that I don't even know because they don't go to school with my son. So I would love to see us, you know, bring Lansing children back to the district. And I think that will kind of be my long-term goal.
Well, congratulations. There were a lot of I was thrilled for the district that there were so many people who applied for this position. That speaks well in itself.
Absolutely.
That there were so many people interested. So congratulations. You had to have impressed the board. I'm impressed. And we'll look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, good luck collecting your boys from the fun in the studio and the cookies and so forth in there. I think my daughter's having as much fun with them as they are. Nicole Armbruster, who's the new Lansing School Board member. Thanks for joining us this evening and stopping in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
It.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.